Welcome to a world of endless possibilities, where business, education, and tech collide. Power Bytes, the podcast that will light up your dreams. Get ready, cause it's gonna be a wild ride.
This is Power Bytes by Julio Zelaya. Today is Monday, April 15th, 2024. Today you will hear my voice sounding a bit strange. I'm training my digital clone, and it will take a little longer than anticipated. I'm going to start today with a quote from Malcolm Gladwell that I think perfectly sums up the entrepreneurial spirit in the midst of turbulent times. Transformation doesn't happen in the comfort zone, it happens in the panic zone. And we are definitely seeing a lot of transformation in the world of business and technology these days. Speaking of transformation, the electric vehicle sector is accelerating at full speed. EV Realty, a joint venture between an electric vehicle infrastructure developer and a venture capital firm, announced a $200 million investment to build charging hubs for commercial electric truck fleets. Their strategy is to acquire properties today before there is high demand, to be ready when the wave of electric trucks hits the roads in the coming years. They are basically betting on the old phrase, if you build it, they will come. But the digital transformation is also generating unsettling disruptions. A shocking statistic. According to data from Turnitin, in the last year, students have potentially submitted more than 22 million papers written with the help of artificial intelligence. This poses serious ethical and practical challenges for the education system. How can genuine learning be assessed in the age of ChatGPT? It's a complex issue that requires urgent dialogue between educators, technologists, and students. Meanwhile, on the geopolitical front, rising tensions between Iran and Israel are elevating concerns in energy markets. After a massive drone and missile attack by Iran against Israel on Saturday, oil prices could continue to rise amid fears of a regional war disrupting supplies. We have already seen gas prices rise about 50 cents per gallon since January. This geopolitical volatility is in addition to OPEC production cuts and higher than expected fuel demand. In short, prepare to pay more at the pump this summer. But perhaps the most shocking news of the week comes from the commercial real estate sector. A 44-story office tower in St. Louis that sold for $205 million in 2006 just sold for a mere $3.6 million. That's a 98% drop in value, illustrating how remote work is devastating office districts in the Midwest. St. Louis has the biggest drop in pedestrian traffic in office districts across the country. The challenge now is to avoid a death spiral where people flee the city when conditions worsen, which in turn makes conditions even worse. But it's not all bad news. Even amid these challenges, we are seeing signs of resilience and renewal. Neighborhoods near downtown St. Louis are attracting people with a new soccer stadium, restaurants, bars, residential buildings, and a train station converted into an amusement park. This shows that innovation and adaptability are key to thriving in times of change. So whether you're navigating energy market volatility, dealing with AI disruption in education, or reinventing urban spaces, remember, transformation happens outside your comfort zone. Embrace change, think boldly, and look for opportunities amid the chaos. As Steve Jobs once said, innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower. This was Power Bytes by Julio Zelaya. Remember, the future belongs to those brave enough to create it. Until next time.
Step into the realm of innovation and growth. Julio Zelaya, your guide through the unknown. With every episode, you'll gain knowledge and hope, empowering you to make your dreams your own. Power Bytes, bite-sized wisdom to fuel your drive. Power Bytes, igniting the fire deep inside. Let the power of knowledge set your dreams alight. Power Bytes, get ready for your success to take flight.